Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining me on the Slice of Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. Joining me today is Rebecca Schechter, the general manager of DAX at Nuance, a Microsoft company. Rebecca, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Let's kick things off. Just tell the audience a little bit about yourself and then we'll talk more about DAX.
So pleased to be part of this conversation and thank you for having me. So I joined Nuance Microsoft a year and a half ago, having been the CEO of Optum Behavioral Health with a really deep passion for transforming healthcare. And I can't imagine a better place to be. I knew of Nuance for the deep and trusted solutions that they delivered into care delivery. And I knew that combined with the incredible scale and investments from Microsoft, this was an amazing combination that had the opportunity to do some pretty incredible things in healthcare.
And talk us through the specifically the DAX Copilot launch and some of the use cases that you're seeing.
So DAX, let me take a step back. DAX stands for Dragon Ambient Experience. It is an offering within the Dragon product franchise and product suite, which is a very trusted solution that has been deployed in workflow for clinicians. And we have over 550,000 clinicians that use Dragon every day to enter and support their clinical documentation needs in workflow as they're taking care of patients. DAX, Dragon Ambient Experience, is a product that we launched approximately 3 years ago. And the idea was to take it from that conversational piece, which is the Dragon Medical One platform, and actually extend it into ambient. What it allowed us to do is capture the conversation between patient and provider and ultimately create a note that was populated into the electronic health record. DAX Copilot is the most recent incarnation of the offering and overlays on top of the conversational, the ambient, and now as part of Microsoft, overlays some generative AI capabilities and has allowed us now to deliver instantaneously back to the clinician a standard SOAP note that they can review literally as they're walking out of the encounter versus our historical offering, which required a little bit of time and some human in the loop as they were training the AI. So it's a really, really exciting launch. We did do a press release in September with Atrium, and the results and the outcomes is frankly what has me most excited, with the idea that over 85% of clinicians at Atrium would benefit from this and an average saving of 40 minutes a day for those that have been using it. That makes a tremendous difference in addressing the vexing problem of clinician burnout as they're trying to keep track and keep pace with the documentation needs.
Super exciting. And congrats on all the progress thus far. And I did see that press release. That was a very great press release. Definitely great to get that out there too, those stats and that information that was within it. It's a good read. Everyone should check it out. Go back, check it out after this podcast as well. When we look at, Rebecca, like these AI models, like how are these AI models continuing to solve some of healthcare's biggest problems?
So I mentioned the excitement I had when joining Nuance Microsoft because this is an organization that had dedicated itself to tackling some of the more vexing problems. If you look at the rate of clinician burnout, it has not abated. It has continued to be very high. And a lot of that, the biggest contributor, one of the largest contributors to this, is the need for clinicians to document everything that happens between their conversation with the patient and the care that they're trying to deliver. And Nuance has focused very much on that space, starting with Dragon and now extending to the ambient solutions. And our ability to have clinicians say things to me like, I can't believe this is my life now. I'm actually able to close notes as I'm walking out from the encounter. And I know that I spent 20 minutes focused on the patient. We know that clinician satisfaction increases. We know that patient satisfaction increases. We know that I mentioned the time savings and the ability of clinicians to actually create higher quality notes. We do see also early indicators that it allows for them to have faster throughput when it comes to prior authorization and some of the other downstream downstream impacts. And so it is quite an exciting time for us to be able to continue to support clinicians in what they do best, which is, you know what, deliver care to patients. And we know that these solutions work, and we know that we can have such an impact.
And when we look at, though, this is something that's maybe not always always brought up. Let's talk about both. You've mentioned a lot about the values. Let's talk a little bit about some of the risks with this new class of AI.
So a couple of things that I would highlight is, you know, Nuance had a long history in AI as they had developed, you know, the market leading conversational AI speech recognition tool that clinicians use around the world. That has been a very, very deep, very focused clinical work with folks in healthcare. This capability was amplified by the Microsoft integration. And we are part of now a much greater enterprise that invests, as we all know, very heavily in AI capabilities and takes this very, very seriously. We believe that we're all about empowering clinicians and empowering everybody, you know, with around the world with ways that make them work more efficiently and better, but we have to do it very responsibly. And so everything from, you know, the ethical AI standards to making sure that anything that we do is tested and validated. I mean, even for DAX Copilot, we had a private preview period. This very much is very important to make sure that the output that we're actually generating for these clinicians as they're talking to patients is actually as accurate as it possibly can be. And so this is an area that we focus a lot on, and Microsoft certainly amplified that and has been very public about their commitment to ensuring that these tools actually serve the intended purpose.
What, I guess, when it comes to testing and setting up these guardrails, what's happening behind the scenes that maybe, again, I guess what you can share with us that we maybe don't know? Because I know you're putting a lot of work in.
We do put a lot of work in this, and I mentioned how seriously we take this. We also are very, very serious about, you know, abiding by any and all compliance rules, you know, HIPAA, any rules that might apply around the globe. We also are very careful to ensure that we respect every guardrail around protecting our customers' data. That is something that we've been very, very, very focused on as Nuance and incredibly more as Microsoft. And so know that we put an incredible amount of effort to make sure that we are, yes, training our capabilities and our models on what is really important clinical data, making sure the output is relevant, but also doing it in a compliant, in a trusted, and in a way that we know is ultimately going to serve these clinicians that we're supporting.
Why would a leading healthcare organization choose DAX Copilot? Like, so when you're going through the selection process, I know you mentioned some of these other relationships and the benefits of the company, but I guess this is something I've been wanting to do more of. Let's assume someone's trying to make a buying decision. Listening to the podcast is part of that buying decision. What would you tell them in terms of why this makes sense for them?
So first and foremost, I would say it starts with the outcomes and our ability to stand very firmly on ground saying, listen, we deliver solutions that we know help clinicians, you know, make patients more satisfied, actually achieve the goal of saving time for clinicians and increasing their ability to care for patients. That to me is a very, very important thing that as a clinician, I care about. The second is, you're not only buying into DAX. When you're considering Dragon Ambient Experience, you are sitting on the shoulders of a platform, a trusted platform that has been deeply embedded in your clinical workflow through Dragon. You're also buying into the incredible amplification that Microsoft provides. And it does have me very excited for the future. If you think of, we are now solving with DAX one piece in the clinical workflow, which is how do we take that patient, that very precious patient-provider encounter, and we actually translate that into a clinical note. But if you take a step back, you actually, as part of Microsoft, we are able to start thinking about what other parts of that workflow, what other pain points can we solve? So as you're buying into DAX, you're actually buying into, frankly, a vision of the future, a platform for the future that allows you to continue to expand. And I'll give you just a couple of flavors of this. If you think about the recording and the insight that you get from that patient-provider encounter, we are already getting approached by players that are thinking about, hey, I'd like to apply voice biomarkers on top of that. That would allow me to diagnose things. If you step beyond the note that happens as a part of the encounter and you think about, if I'm a clinician, what are the next best action things that I'm going to want to do based on that note? Everything from orders or thinking about, you know, prescription, like what are the kinds of things I want to do? And then if even farther out, are there other insights that you can drive from this clinically? And so I've spoken to many customers that say, I would like to take this information, take this insight and start thinking about, might this drive different clinical pathways, right? We're on the cusp of a super interesting and exciting future for customers that are able to take that precious encounter and actually expand it beyond. I would also say we do quite a bit of work with our EHR partners. And in particular, we've done some work with Dragon and DAX with Epic. And a lot of the examples I gave you are things that we are actively working with them on, because frankly, we've built a very unique partnership, incredibly tightly embedding and integrating DAX into Epic that no other vendor has done, making it even more seamless for the clinician as part of the way they do things anyway in the EHR.
What's next for like you, and where do you see, like, let's give us some 2024 predictions as the year is ahead here.
So I think I started walking down that path in outlining what might be possible as we start to deploy these capabilities. What I will tell you, and this is going to sound a little repetitive relative to what many others have said, but the speed and pace of innovation of what we're going to be able to bring to market, we brought DAX to market in what was barely 9 months. We are already talking now about the next set of capabilities we'd like to deliver for the note. So some of these examples might include natural language interaction with the note, so that you, in very normal terms, could say, could you change the pronouns? I'd like the style to be slightly different. Could you pull up some of my custom templates? What might be ways that you can then personalize it? So engage with it naturally, systematically find a way to personalize it a little bit more. And then, you know, as we continue to build this out, you know, what might be other use cases, as I mentioned to you, that would allow us to do this? And we now do it for every ambulatory specialty, including mental health, which, as you know, is a soft spot in my heart, given my background from behavioral health.
Well, Rebecca, I appreciate you coming on the podcast here today, sharing some thoughts, giving us kind of your predictions on the new year, and then also telling us, you know, why DAX Copilot makes sense. Really appreciate your time. We'll have to have you come on in the near future and we can dig even deeper. But this was a great quick episode where you were highlighting some information for us. And again, we really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you including me. Thank you.